So we teach children Bible stories from an early age. Is that always a good idea? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec is a Christian apologist who speaks around the world and has written A Jigsaw Guide to Making Sense of the World. Alec, I don't suppose you're opposed to Bible stories for children, are you?
Well, John, what do children think of when they hear Bible story?
You mean like a fairy story, something made up?
Last week at school you had Jack and the Beanstalk. This week at church it's David and Goliath.
So you're saying it's easy for our children to put them into the same category?
They will, John, if we're not careful. We need to point out every Bible story is history. These events really took place. You can go and visit many of the places today. I've walked where Jesus walked in Jerusalem. I swam in the Sea of Galilee. I stood where Paul delivered his famous address in Athens. The Bible is not a fairy story, it's history.
But historical claims can be challenged. They need to stand up to scrutiny, though.
And the Bible doesn't shy away from this. Some religious beliefs avoid or even prohibit critical examination. Maybe they fear being found out. The Bible says, bring it on. Listen to the introduction to Luke's Gospel. I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning. It seemed good also to me to write an orderly account, so that you may know the certainty of the things you've been taught. The Bible continues to raise questions, but modern archaeology has unearthed some wonderful answers. For example, critics claimed Pontius Pilate was biblical fiction, until the discovery of an ancient stone bearing his name in Caesarea. The Bible claims to be true. It's anchored in the real world, and we can share many good reasons to believe it.
And you'll find many great tools regarding those reasons at Alec's website, reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.